Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott says opposition to the health care law is political and does not relate to the substance of the reform package.
Provisions, I believe, are actually fairly popular. The idea that young adults can stay on their parents' policies until they're 26, the idea that you can get preventive services like flu shots and annual checkups without a copay or no deductible, the fact that you've got chronic disease, there are no lifetime caps or annual caps on what the insurance company will pay. They don't cut you off midstream when you're very sick. They say, well, we paid enough, we're going to stop. They can't rescind your policies where you've been paying premiums year after year after year. And suddenly you get sick and they go back and cancel your policy. I think we need to strengthen the bill. I think it's a good bill as it is, but it can be strengthened. But otherwise, it's just political nonsense. So you for the president's plan or not, if people don't know what's in it, you're not having an intelligent discussion.
Republican Congressman Eric Cantor says the ultimate direction the country takes on health care will be decided by the next election.
We believe, as has been validated by the budgeteers in Washington, Obamacare has the potential to bankrupt so much of the health care system and, frankly, the fiscal health of the country. This is why we're so opposed to Obamacare, is the essence of it is require people carry insurance, so then Washington gets in the business of telling people what kind of health care they've got to have. And as you know, as an employer, you're going to be faced with the decision of whether it's worth it to you to continue to provide those health care benefits or just tell the employees, go get it from the government because we can't afford it. There's a much better way to do this, and it has to do with patient-centered care, and it has to do with putting in place things to bring down costs, whether it's medical liability reform, whether it is providing more access to information on the part of the patient to allow the patient to make a choice of what kind of insurance he or she wants.
Joanne Grassi, Regional Director for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, says the law will make health insurance more affordable for middle-class families.
We're creating something called exchanges, and exchanges are competitive marketplaces where you're now going to be able to purchase your insurance if you're buying in the individual market, and insurance companies are competing for your business. And the best way to think of it is an Expedia for health insurance. You're going to be able to go in, insurance companies are going to be competing for your business now, and you shop for plans that are the best for you and the most affordable for you and give you the coverage you want.
Governor Bob McDonnell has decided to wait to implement these exchanges until after the Supreme Court rules on the constitutionality of the law.
I don't think it's prudent for us to spend millions of dollars of the taxpayer money to build a health care exchange that the Supreme Court may say in a couple months that we don't need. Because if we have to do it, it'll have to be up and running by the end of 2013. We're prepared to meet those deadlines if we have to do it. If not, I'm not sure that it really makes sense to go through all this expense. Citizens using the internet and using their own resources have ample ways of finding out information about various health insurance plans. But we're still looking at ways here in Virginia, regardless of what happens in the Supreme Court, to improve our health care delivery system, to improve the focus on people's real health, not health insurance, but things like prevention and diet and exercise and nutraceuticals and regular checkups. People can be in charge of their own health and hopefully reduce their costs.
The Obama campaign recently launched a Nurses for Obama program to highlight the health care anniversary. Chelsea Savage has been a nurse in Richmond for 13 years.
Anyone who believes we didn't need health insurance reform clearly has never spent any time in a hospital. We see patients come in with horrible conditions from chronic diseases like diabetes every day. And in many cases, these debilitating conditions could easily have been avoided through regular preventive care. But because insurance companies wouldn't cover basic preventive care, things get so bad that patients end up needing very serious and expensive treatments like leg amputations. Under President Obama's health reform law, insurance companies are now required to cover the cost of preventive care, like immunizations and important health screenings like mammographies and colonoscopies. And patients won't have to pay anything out of the pocket, meaning they won't be forced to skip or postpone these important checkups because they cost too much.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear opening arguments for and against the law today. Craig Carper, WCVE News.